The parade that followed was spectacular. All the returning Sith, and of course, the guest of honor, rode through the ancient, twining streets of Tav as dusk fell. Some rode the great, gentle beasts of burden, called Shumshurs. Others preferred to sit atop hover sleighs of some sort. The beautiful fire globes, each as unique as a snowflake, hovered along the path, lighting the way for the twining line of celebrants. Abeloth and Lord Vol sat together on a particularly exquisite hover sleigh, carved from Vosso wood in the shape of a bird of prey, and decorated with precious gems and stones. It moved like a living thing. It turned its head this way and that, clever technology implanted so that its eyes blinked, and occasionally it opened its beak to emit a sharp cry.
"How enchanting," Abeloth had said when she saw it. "Your craftspeople are quite deft. Perhaps I shall take one such vehicle for myself, as a souvenir."
"Something similar, perhaps," Vol had said, giving her a smile that was both indulgent and predatory. "But nothing quite as lovely as this one, I fear. The competition among artisans here in Tav is legendarily fierce and violent. I regret to inform you that Master Dector Armin, the undisputed expert artisan who fashioned this lovely hover sleigh, seems to have disappeared."
She had turned, arching a blonde brow.
"Indeed. Most unfortunate."
"Not for those in possession of his few masterpieces,"
Vol had said. She had regarded him steadily for a moment, unblinking.
"Well then,"
she said, giving him an equally charming and equally false smile.
"I might simply have to have yours."
They had laughed. Onlookers not sensitive to the Force would have noticed nothing. Those who were Force sensitive would have detected only good cheer. Lord Vol knew they both would have been dead wrong. Abeloth seemed to be enjoying herself. Vol watched her with the sharpness of the bird of prey upon whose likeness he rode. Lord Darish Vol was no casual observer of others. He had not climbed as high as he had, nor lived as long as he had, without being superior to anyone who would challenge him. He had lost count of the assassination attempts and political ploys that had been thrown his way over the last 8+ decades. But he had learned from each one. And so he played the good, benevolent host smoothly, while taking stock of all he saw.